1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Movie Tavern by Marcus. Experience the holiday season with Movie Tavern. Watch movies in style and purchase a Marcus Theater gift card for someone special. Because movies never tasted so good.
Please welcome to the program.
Hot Stuff Sutton.
Jeez.
Stephanie Sutton from Channel 12. Good morning, Carolyn. You got to get a little, got to get some lyrics in here.
It's so hot.
There we go. There we go.
Ow, she's a breath. Ow.
Boy, didn't we learn anything from Harvey Weinstein? Really, you're playing this as walk-up music for a female guest?
Yeah. Oh, I want to see that movie, by the way.
What one?
Bombshell. One that's coming out with Nicole Kidman.
Oh, the Fox News one?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And My Girl.
Oh, yeah. Margot Robbie?
Yeah. I just saw her in... Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
She has a relatively small part.
Really?
Yeah.
In that movie? Well, you got Brad Pitt and Leo, so...
And they are the main role. Yeah, obviously.
I haven't even seen the movie, but I know the characters or the actors.
Yeah, it's pretty good, actually. But well, Merry Christmas, Stephanie.
Merry Christmas, Bob and Brian and Carrie and Eric. And I brought you guys some Christmas cards.
You brought
the annual Sutton Christmas card and the annual Sutton Christmas treats. But I brought you two boxes.
Now, hold on a second. I had in my calendar, call Stephanie, tell her to buy these, was it round or square pretzels? What ones can you never find?
The circle ones. The circle pretzels.
Because when you make your holiday treats, they're all sold out already. Yep. So you have to put yours on the square pretzel grid.
They look like little sleighs. It's not bad.
They're fine. But you wanted the round ones, so I put it in my calendar to remind you like a couple of months ago.
You did.
So did you run out? And then that was the discussion was, how long are they fresh?
Right.
Brian was worried about the freshness of your Christmas treats. If you bought the pretzels 2 months ahead of time, will they be stale?
Well, you reminded me, and no, I didn't get them then. Nope. Didn't do it.
You know what? I'm not going to give up on you. I'm putting it back in my calendar for next year to remind you to get your...
I think it's like August, September. Christmas now, what pretzels. I did do is, I think it might have been one of your listeners or one of the vendors said, hey, they're at Woodman's. So I did go in December, so a few weeks ago, maybe like 2 weeks ago. I went to Woodman's, and they had... Not the ones I wanted per se, but like the Snyder, the kind of thicker version of the pretzel. So therefore, I made the traditional sleigh ones that you guys are used to with the Rolo, you know, the pretzel, the Rolo, and the M&Ms. And then Brian, my husband, made the other version. He's got a fancier box here, too. Look, it's just huge.
Wow. It is big.
So Brian's going to try one.
It's the size of a deputy marshal's badge.
It is twice the size of your normal treat.
Yeah.
It looked like... This has no support. This is just... this doesn't have a pretzel bar running through the back for reinforcement. It's just kind of squished in there and stuck to the inside of the pretzel, right?
Right.
Yours had a bed with your square ones.
This is,
it had a nice bed.
And it's a nice little nibble. Like, if you're at a Christmas or holiday party, the smaller version is the way to go.
It's structurally unsound, but it's still delicious.
I like your husband. I do. I enjoy being around your husband. He is a fun person.
He's fun.
But when it comes to the baking, I'm going to have to say, if this is a cooking show and we are, and I'm judging both of your holiday treats, he made some, you made some, I gotta go with yours. It's just, it is more pleasing to the eye. Presentation, I think, is better than his.
Well, it doesn't look bad, his version.
If you asked me which one of these, if you put these side by side and you didn't tell me anything, you said a woman made one and a man made the other, who made which? This looks like a guy Christmas treat. We have to put these on Facebook so people can see what we're talking about.
And, you know, and we did have our friend, the Greens, always come over and make the treats with us. They did do a version with the peanut M&Ms this year, which is a little different, too. So some of yours have plain M&Ms, and there might be a peanut M&M in your version. But can I show you what I've been doing the last few days? I just pop it out of the pretzel, and then I just eat the Rolo.
Well, what do you do with the pretzel?
Yeah, I give it to the dog.
Why not? You know, you're just one molecule away from just handing out Rolos and M&Ms for Christmas.
So next year, you're right, I will just bring
here's
bags
a bag
of
Rolos. Here's a bag of M&Ms. Put them together yourself if you want.
Well, I guess the dog should,
He likes
why
it.
Why not something for the dog for the holidays,
right.
too?
He can't really have chocolate. They're not supposed to have chocolate, right?
And are you snapping the pretzel clean of all chocolate?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, but over the course of 10 of those pretzels, if there's
you're
a
right.
little chocolate on each, it could,
Wow, you're the dog police. You're
right. I'm just
there
saying.
There might be some chocolate a little bit on the rim there.
On the
But, yeah. Mm-hmm. So the treats and Christmas cards and Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
So you're in full blown Christmas mode. I mean, you've made the snacks and everything.
The snacks have been all right. So we cut down the Christmas tree. Went to our farm that we like going to. Cut down the Christmas tree. No one got hit by the Christmas tree on the way down.
How tall is it?
8 feet.
It's a nice sized tree. Was there any trouble at the farm this year because they said last winter with the harsh winter that Christmas tree.
Definitely, the pickings weren't as plentiful as in years past.
But you're satisfied with what you got.
I just really like where we go. Yeah, place in Hartford. Really like going there. It's really cute. They have hot chocolate and they have chocolate chip cookies, and then you can cut down your tree. And unlike year one, because that was our first year 3 years ago, 4 years ago, Mr. Sutton put it on top of the minivan, and then we got on the highway, and then the tree fell off the top of the minivan onto the. Highway 16.
That is so great Christmas.
Yeah. It was awesome.
I wish I would have seen you guys wrestling it back up on top of the car on the side of the road.
It falls off. It's not, so we could hear also, doot-doot. We're like, uh-oh. And we're in the Sutton White minivan. And Brian Sutton literally goes to the side of the road.
He knew what to do instantly. He instantly pulled over.
Puts it in reverse. No, puts the car reverse and guns it backwards. 50-100 yards to where the tree was, and then he gets out of the car, dodges in and out of traffic. I'm not kidding you. To get the tree, opens the back of our minivan and shoves it down the center of our minivan, like between me and all the kids, and we all kind of. And the dog was in the car too. We're like, uh-oh. And then Mr. Sutton got in the car, slammed the door. No one said a thing till we got home. It was really wonderful.
That is a great Christmas story. And we'll have more of not your great Christmas stories, but holiday horror stories. That's nothing. We had a kid, I don't know if you heard the stories this morning. We had a kid who was ushered into into a bathroom with his cousins earlier today in their Christmas horror story, their holiday horror story, and handed a hammer and said, "Don't open this door for anybody."
You're kidding.
Because the uncle was drunk and had a shotgun.
Oh, my gosh.
So your little Christmas tree story would be cute.
So they had to sort it out. If you have a Christmas that ends with statements being taken by the police, you should really send that.
Ours is tame.
Well, Stephanie, thank you very much for the treats and the cards and fill
Merry
it in.
Merry Christmas. And-